Hello and welcome to End Goals, an LCMS Youth Ministry podcast. I'm host Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I'm with DCE Juliana Schultz. We're here to bring parents, church workers, and lay leaders discussions and resources to help your youth ministry meet its end goal, which is young people who are disciples of Jesus Christ for life. Today, we're going to talk about supporting student athletes in their life in Christ.
So for the past couple of episodes, we've been talking about sports and youth ministry, and we've thrown some data at you. We brought in Dr. Lewis to talk about his perspective of faith in athletics. And while schedules and priorities are always going to be something that we should be concerned about, it can be easy to talk about these things in these like very broad strokes, right? And lose what's happening in the lives of young people who we're trying to raise as disciples. So each young person is different with different gifts, skills, passions, and different sports interests, different levels of interest, different sports that they're interested in, and a different relationship with the church. So we thought we'd have some conversation with some young student athletes, thought it might be helpful.
Absolutely. As we said, the majority of teens, both boys and girls, are playing some kind of youth sport. For many, it's a big part of their schedule and can be an important vocation. As you and others in your church look to be supportive adults to these young people, it's important to listen to their insights on how to best do that. Being in that conversation can help you support, engage, and even challenge your youth when you need to.
So joining us today are our student athletes, George Austin and Savvy Butterfield. Thanks, guys, for joining us. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves and share a little bit about the sports you play.
All right. Hi, my name's Savannah Butterfield. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I go to Concordia University, Nebraska. I'm a sophomore here. I am a part of the basketball team. So I just get to be a part of a college-level team, compete at a higher level than high school, and it's definitely blessed me in more ways than I can count.
Yeah, hi, my name's George Austin. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I play boys lacrosse at Corona del Sol High School in Tempe.
That's great. So I want to start with just kind of a basic question about sports. What attracted you to sports so that you wanted to invest the time and effort in your respective sports over the years, going through high school now for you, George, and into college for you, Savvy?
I think for me, I grew up around sports. My dad was a huge baseball fan growing up, so I was thrust into sports from a very young age, and really it became an important part of my life just because I've always loved like the passion that surrounds sports and how much people really care about something that maybe isn't as important to their lives as like other things, but it's kind of an escape and it's an outlet for others.
Yeah, so I'm one of five siblings, and Mr. Kiesling can attest to this, but we're all super competitive. And so I've grown up like with sports, kind of like our world kind of revolves around them, like hopping from one sibling's game to another sibling's game. So I think sports have been a main focus for me. I definitely like to compete and like just kind of push myself to levels that like I didn't know I could go. But getting to compete against my siblings and then kind of progressing like throughout middle school, high school, now in college, it just kind of lets me like alleviate stress. It's kind of like a comfort for me to just be able to go like shoot and then during the day and have that. But yeah, I think I just like to compete. I like to win. I hate to lose. So I think I like that aspect.
You had no choice to not do sports.
I know. No, I had to do something. So I have figured out had it been basketball, but.
Nice. Well, and you guys mentioned this a little bit in your answers, but like, how do you think you've benefited from being a student athlete over the years?
I think for me, if I just look at like college benefits from sports, it's the main one I would say is just the community of people that I've grown to have. They kind of became my family. Every single teammate I have, I love them. They're my best friends. They're my roommates. So I think to be a student athlete in college, it just opens up a whole new world of people, different connections, different relationships. I think every extra second I have of the day I spend with the people that basketball brought me to, and just also just the influence and role models of like our coaches and having great like faithful people like that help lead us into the next part of our lives.
Yeah, I'd say for me, like with sports, it brings in a lot of like the simple life values that you learn. So like discipline, respect, but also it kind of teaches you how to do things that are going to help you down the line, like multitasking, especially as a student athlete. I've had to learn how to manage my time and saying, this, I'm going to allocate this time to lacrosse and I'm going to put this to school. And this is like for my personal self. And so just kind of learning the simple things of life in a not quite as stressful environment as it will be in the future, I think is the big benefit.
Thanks, Yvette. I might put that question to you. You know, I can be in my shoes and look back and see how sports benefited me now, even later in life. George, you just touched on some of those things. How about for you? When you look to the future, how you think sports will play a role in your future vocations and service, how do you think it's going to benefit you?
Well, I think the obvious answer, like, is teamwork, getting to learn how to work with people, even through difficulties. I think just, like, facing adversity also, because obviously for me and my college journey especially, I face a lot of adversities, I feel like, and just being able to persevere and, like, put your trust in God and know that, like, your future is in His hands, I feel like will benefit me, because now, like, whatever comes at me, I know I'll be able to get through it. I'll have a different sort of community than back in St. Louis that I can have to, like, fall back on and rely on them and to seek guidance from them.
So we're talking about how this applies to maybe youth ministry and sports. How can the church encourage student athletes in their vocations, whether it's on their teams or on the field? Or maybe what do you wish the church would do to support you as a student athlete?
I think that's kind of a tough question. Like, it's hard to kind of come up with something. But I just think that my pastor from back home in St. Louis, whenever I manage to find time to go back there, go to church on whenever we have a break for basketball, after the service, he'll catch up with me. He, like, remembers where we last stopped talking, and he'll, like, bring it up again. He'll talk about how my basketball journey is going. He'll ask me how, like, my classes are, and kind of, like, get to know me as a person more. And I think that's very valuable to me, to know that I have people in the positions of, like, my pastor who truly do care about me and don't just preach to me on Sundays, but also, like, get to know me and help me in my faith journey and just journey as a person. So just, like, continuing to show that support to everyone. Like, I don't think it needs to be a large action or whatever. I think, like, the little moments and just showing that they truly do care for us more than just on Sundays.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think not only for student athletes, but church in general, I think those personal relationships are so important. And so as a student athlete, to get that kind of encouragement from people that are in the church, even if you maybe, like, say you have a tournament, you might miss a Sunday, but just them saying, like, oh yeah, how'd that go? How was this? And so getting that affirmation from people, but also them helping to build you up into both a better person, better athlete, and a better follower of Christ, I think is super important.
That's great. There's obviously other support that goes along with that. Thinking back to, you maybe have somewhat of a different experience. George, you're at a public school. Vanna, you went to Lutheran High School here in St. Louis. How did maybe organization around sports, whether it was Fellowship of Christian Athletes, maybe some other ways that you were connected with Christians also in sports, how did that help you maybe in your faith life or build that community that you were supported not only in your vocation as an athlete, but then also maybe thinking about your life of faith too? Did any of you get to be a part of an organization like that, or maybe ways that you guys support each other as Christian athletes?
Yeah. So for me personally, I've been lucky enough. I've gotten to go to 4 different high schools in my 4 years of high school. So I've gotten to see how stuff works at a lot of different places. And there, at one point in my junior, or that would have been my sophomore year, I went to Arizona College Prep. And I was a part of their FCA program. And the teacher who was kind of the sponsor for that program was really helpful in, like, bringing together a lot of different groups of Christians who we have the same basic beliefs. And so he was great at bridging the gap between sports and our church lives and saying, like, this is what being a Christian athlete should look like. This is what it should feel like. And making it where it wasn't something that put a lot of pressure on you to act a certain way or perform a certain way, but it just gave you an encouragement to be the best you are, knowing that kind of God has your back and all that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. For me, it was, I knew I was going to go to Lutheran South. I came from private Lutheran middle schools also. So for me, it was more like, it was easier for me to open up about my faith, I think, than a public setting or public school setting. I don't know if that's always the case, but I was blessed to be an FCA leader in high school. And I think the coolest part for me was my junior year, my older brother's senior year, we were both FCA leaders. And like with your siblings, you don't always talk about that because like you kind of just know, it's like you don't have to say anything. But getting to see him lead other people in their faith was pretty cool for me and kind of like inspired me to kind of follow his footsteps. But I think the cool thing about FCA is that you get to lead other people in their faith, but also have an open relationship and be supported in your own as well. So just as much as like being a leader, you get to bring up topics that you don't normally get to talk to, like their feedback to you also helps you grow in your faith. So I think just having relationships with people that you don't normally talk to on a daily basis is a pretty special thing to have.
So those groups help you to connect across sports even, right? Because you're not all just all basketball players. It's all different mm-hmm. kinds of sports as well, right? But you have that couple of commonalities, either as athletes yeah. and then as Christians. Have you guys had an opportunity to see how your faith has impacted maybe how you behave on the court or how you are as a teammate or had a chance to share your faith as you guys have competed?
I think it can be tough for athletes to try and share their faith just because we get so in the moment, especially during games, it becomes really easy to just like tunnel vision right onto that game in that moment. But I, at least for me personally, on the side of my helmet, every year I have a Bible verse on the side of my helmet. And it's usually a verse about some sort of encouragement about how God's with you. And so I think having that for both me as a reminder that of how I should be acting and as like what I should look like and how I should be behaving, that's really helpful. But it also is kind of an outward appearance of kind of wearing my heart on my sleeve, wearing my faith on my sleeve and saying, this is what I believe and this is really who I am.
Yeah. I think for me, like to be a teammate means to show like God's love, like patience and everything, because in remembering like everyone does make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes during basketball games, but I think just knowing that we're so much more than basketball players, that our identity is in Christ. And I think here at Concordia, our coaches, like we have priorities of God, family, school, basketball. So it just shows that they do prioritize our faith and they want us to know that we are children of God. And like before every game, we have a guest come in and do a devotion for us and we pray. And then just the girls on the team pray before the game. So everything is focused around showing glory to God and putting our trust in Him. So I think that does reflect how we play. And I truly do think that's one reason why we are so close as a team, is because when you have a faith relationship, it's much stronger than any other type of relationship that you can ever have. So I think being able to bond with people, maybe who aren't even Lutheran, but just sharing the commonality of like knowing Christ and knowing that He's your Savior, and it really does just take off pressure of the game and just lets you play for a bigger purpose, less stress over like mistakes you made. But it just makes it more fun.
Love to hear when faith can be connected with, again, something that you both love so much in terms of the sports, and then also to build those relationships is great. Again, just one of those ways that we get to see God work through opportunity He gives us to use the gifts that He's given to us to be in relationship with one another and certainly do things, like you said, savvy, that are fun and enjoyable. It's just a great way to connect. You two do have something as well that connect you two as athletes, and that is that you both have played through injuries. And that may be a little bit of what you were talking about, Savvy, before, in terms of some of the perseverance things that you've had to learn through sports. So what have you learned through that process when that's been the case? And maybe what has helped you persevere through the recovery process?
So currently I am out right now, with a shoulder injury. And I think that, well, last year I was also out for a little bit from a broken finger. So I definitely know what injury is like in college. And I think the biggest lesson I think God just, injuries keep happening to me because I need like a, it's like I need something to push me back to God and push my faith closer to Him. So I think the biggest thing is to trust in Him. And I love to plan. Like, I love having my future laid out. And I think that a realization for me, especially over the past few months, is that no matter how detailed our future we like to think it is, it doesn't mean that that's always God's plan for us. And His plan is 10 times better than what I ever could imagine. And so I think just like putting your trust that God has a lesson for you that when you're on the other side, you can reflect back on and be like, oh, thank you for letting me go through this. Like, I really need it at that time. But another thing, like, I did have surgery, and everyone's like bringing you stuff, and you don't think of like it as gifts. You think of it as like, oh, people took the time to think about me. They're praying for me. Like, the amount of cards I have that say like praying for you, like trust in God, like all that stuff. So it's like, again, you don't get a lot of opportunities to share your faith, but in the moments that are really, really low, that's when God shows up, I feel like, or feels the most present in your life, because that's the only way to get through it and to get through the tough times is by putting that trust in God, and also putting or allowing other people who are Christ followers also to come into your life and help you through it. And that's where just like the church, like, everyone is a part of the church, and just embodying that as your identity is pretty cool. So I think that injuries have taught me a lot, and I don't like injuries, but I love the faith that comes through injuries. It just, it only strengthens your relationship with God, even though it is tough.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that part about having a plan. Because for the longest time, I was planning on playing college lacrosse. I had interest from schools. And my sophomore year, I got a really nasty concussion that put me out for about 6 months. And it kind of set everything into perspective for me of like, lacrosse was taking up such a large part of my life. And so having that kind of 6 months to sit back and say like, and reassess what my priorities are for life, that not only brought me closer to God, but it also helps me to see like where I was lacking in relationships that I had, and in how I was doing in school and stuff like that. So I think injuries have really like been able to push me forward in both my faith and as a person. Just because they help you so much to say like, I may not be in control of that situation right now. And I don't know when I'm going to be better, but God knows when I'm going to be better. And so having that reassurance of like, the creator of the world is giving you this thing to kind of slow you down and say like, take your time. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to see that a creator that something that big really cares that much about you to take a role in your life and say, this is what you need right now. And this is what's the best for you. So I think that's the biggest takeaway I've gotten from injuries.
Yeah. I love that perspective. I love being able to lean into your faith in those moments of uncertainty or questioning, or I don't know why this isn't going to plan. Mm-hmm. Right. And I appreciate to hear it like, that the community of believers have come around you in those moments. I think that makes a huge difference when you see other believers kind of circling around you, praying for you, reminding you of who you are outside of sports can be really, really important. You guys talked about this a little in like, hey, the balance thing is not easy, right? To balance all the expectations that you have with school and sports and still maintaining time to prioritize your faith. How do you guys balance those many demands as you think about trying to make time for everything?
I'd say for me, it always was really tricky, especially like the higher level you get, it gets so difficult. But I think it's just as simple as like setting aside time in your day, even though you may be that busy, just setting aside a time to say like, this is my time for me and God. This is my time for this, that. But being able to like actually sit down and have a time where you don't need to worry about your sport, you don't need to worry about anything else, is so important, because that's when you get the most growth in your faith, but also when you get, you also get that like physical rest and that like peace within you, which really helps.
I think for me at Concordia, it is easier for me. Like what I said before, easier doesn't mean that it happens all the time, but our coach, like what I was saying before with the devotions and everything, it's easy to see God and talk about your faith in those moments. Before practice or after practice, we sometimes do a devotion also, or our coach is very open about his faith. And just like going to church also has been a big thing for me, like choosing to go to church every Sunday. I've grown up going to like the 8 a.m. service back home ever since I was a baby. So I'm used to prioritizing church and kind of setting it apart on Sundays. And just, it's like, it's such a cool thing to be a part of a church body. And so like even here in Seward, Nebraska, I go to the 8:30 service at St. John's just to kind of mimic the way it is at back home. And I feel like by doing that, like, my parents, first of all, are definitely happy with me for choosing to go that early. But just like prioritizing
my faith. I'm
impressed. Thank you. It is hard. Some Sundays, I don't know why I do it. But I think just having a different church than back in St. Louis is really cool, because it's a whole different type of people than what I'm used to. And just seeing how God is so much bigger than St. Louis has been a really cool thing for me that I've learned through my college experience. And so I think just within that, within my coaches prioritizing my faith, but also like my teachers here at Concordia, like we've had some things go on in our school this year, and the foundation of everything is our faith, and they're very outspoken about it. We'll pray in class. They always, if like you're one-on-one, they ask you how you are. They ask you if we have anything that they should pray for us. So just having those type of people is a huge blessing for me.
Well, thanks guys so much for coming on and sharing your experience and your expertise. And we encourage you, as happy as you recover, and George, as you're in the middle of your season, that God would continue to use you in those vocations.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Again, so thankful for Savannah and George to join us during a busy season with sports and academic and so many things going on in their lives, but for them to take the time to give us some insight and hear again how God's working through them and also in other people that support them in their faith. Certainly, we heard through that interview, George and Savannah, both in families that through their high school years prioritized still being very active in their congregation and other maybe youth ministry functions or other parts of the life of Christ, whether it's time in their family of devotions and scripture reading and prayer and just connection, pointing one another to Jesus, but then also certainly in their church itself. We know that's not always the case when athletes are wrestling with the schedule and families are wrestling with that. Mm-hmm. But yet I still certainly heard how, again, young people, when they get excited about something, have that passion for something about sports, about how, again, faith gets to be this great aspect of that, especially when they're around other maybe faithful Christians, or it's an opportunity to be challenged them. Like, how do you share your faith or live out your faith into those vocations too? And so when they're well supported and encouraged, really some beautiful things can happen in their life.
Yeah, I appreciate that they say, like, hey, we have people who are other Christians who have come around us, maybe it's through FCA or some other opportunities, you know, whether it's other adults in their congregation that are picking up on that, that are checking in on them. I love I think they both pointed to coaches who had been encouragement for them, and just the power of a really good coach who may also be a Christian. In some of these cases, that can be a really great person to be able to encourage them and help make those connections between their faith life and what they're doing out as an athlete.
Absolutely. So I'm thinking of our supportive adults who either maybe they're not right now or they are. If you're in those important roles of coaches, we continue to pray for
Thank
God
for
to work
that.
Through. Yeah, absolutely. Continue to do that. And sometimes you might be in a place where you can more overtly do that, but even in the small ways that you encourage athletes is a wonderful way. And I think too, it's great to encourage your athletes as well, that as they are playing these sports, that they can be peer-to-peer, real helpful to their teammates, to be a trustworthy teammate, someone who cares about them beyond what's happening on the field or on the court. and be able to, again, just care for them as a person. And we're able to show that both inside the context of the sport, but then outside, those relationships can really be impactful on the life of another person, which is great to see.
I appreciate George says, like, you know, hey, as we're playing this sport, like, it can be really difficult to do anything but play, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. You're not really engaged in thinking about, how am I sharing my faith when I do this? Mm-hmm. But coming up with small ways, whether that's prayer beforehand, whether that's a Bible verse on your helmet like mm-hmm. George does, or something else that helps remind them mm-hmm. and reorientate them to say, like, oh, I'm not just playing X sport right now. Mm-hmm. I am God's hands and feet as I'm caring for other people around me, and that how that changes how they do that. And I think youth ministry can be one of those places where we talk about how we keep those touch points together, or reminders for them that as they play, they are also going out and living out important vocations mm-hmm. that God has called them to.
Yeah. And I think when you then do also have, maybe within your own youth ministry context, what a great example they get to set for other young people too, whether it's sports or whether it's some other thing that they're doing, that if they're maintaining those relationships and prioritizing their faith life, that again, that's something that's going to stick with them, not just through their high school years, but on into life as different things are going to press upon their time and their priorities. Yeah. But yeah, again, that time with Christ, the relationship with the church and with Jesus is going to be that thing that's going to be utmost important. And that bleeds then into everything else that they do in terms of their different vocations, which is great to see that of a maturing Christian.
Yeah. So a few questions for you to consider as we close out. How are you making sure to ask young people about their teams? Do you know what teams they're on? What part of the season are they in, as a way to connect with them?
For student athletes specifically, how can you relationally connect them with supportive adults in your congregation?
And finally, how can you help student athletes find a way to connect their faith and their identity in Christ to what they do on the field? We will continue to keep you in our prayers as you support young athletes in your congregation and community, pointing them to Jesus and encouraging them to live out their vocations.
End Goals Podcast is a production of LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find links mentioned in this episode or more about LCMS Youth Ministry, go to kfuo.org/youth ministry and find resources for youth ministry at youthesource.com. Thank you for listening and caring for the young people of our church.